You're listening to the Digital Dive Media Podcast, a curation of digital marketing industry news, trends, and other insights designed to keep communication professionals informed. Today's episode is brought to you by Brand Method Media Group.
Welcome to another episode of Digital Dive Media Podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Kelly, founder and CEO of Brand Method Media Group, which this podcast is sponsored by. Today, we're speaking with Roger Nairn. He's the co-founder and CEO of Jar Audio. Jar Audio helps companies grow their revenue and impact by producing original ROI-driven podcasts that make meaningful connections with listeners. Welcome to the show, Roger.
Thanks so much, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, I would love to start with a little bit of background on the company and, of course, your professional background.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start with the professional background first. I come from 20 years in the advertising world. I worked for some of the best agencies in the world. I was always on the client service side of things and, you know, got the itch to break off and do my own thing. And when I went kind of searching for what that could be, I ran into a couple friends who ended up being my partners today. So my other partner is Jen Moss. She comes from almost 30 years in the journalism world, mostly working with CBC, which is Canada's equivalent of NPR. And then my other partner, Aaron, comes from a few decades in the broadcast world, both on the traditional broadcast and new media side of things. And we sat down and thought to ourselves, you know, if we were to combine all our forces and use all of our skills, you know, what would that company look like? And where we landed was the idea of producing podcasts, but specifically working directly with brands. And so that's where we are today. We are a creative agency that only does podcasts. We do everything from start to finish with our clients, from strategy to creative to production and editing, all the way to the data analysis and, of course, the marketing of the shows themselves.
Now, one of the things that you and I talked about was sort of the angle of using podcasts as a revenue generation tool. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are familiar with podcasts as sort of a leisure thing to listen to. But on the flip side, I don't think a lot of people understand that this can be a revenue generating tool. Can you speak more to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the misconception is podcasts, when they're tied directly with brands, are you know, typically done through the advertising on podcasts themselves. And we're big believers in that. We absolutely think that that's a viable option for companies to get into the podcasting space. But for us, you know, the shows themselves are like, we're turning brands into broadcasters. And so these episodes are value-driven pieces of content aimed towards a specific audience. Now, don't get me wrong, nobody wants to listen to a 30-minute ad. However, if you're being strategic with the way these podcasts are being produced, you know, whether it's specific calls to action, whether it's, you know, subtle hints as to specific products, services, or initiatives that your organization is partaking in, what we find, the data shows us that podcast listeners themselves are a lot more likely to look positively upon a brand marketed through a podcast than any other marketing medium to date. It's absolutely astounding how much they don't mind it, to be honest. And I think a lot of it comes down to the medium itself. It's quite an intimate medium, and the relationship that you build with that audience, and specifically with the host of that show.
And in terms of growth in podcast advertising and using it as a revenue, what do you see in terms of the future of that? Do you see it happening more often? Do you see that being a growing medium?
Yeah. So I'm happy to say that, you know, we're projecting that 2021 will be the first $1 billion year in ad spending in podcasting, which is incredible. And I think it really is a testament to the amount of work that the industry has put in growing the category amongst brands, but also the media world, ad spenders, the ad tech side of things as well. Sorry, I just got new earbuds and they're totally falling out as I talk.
That's okay.
As a podcaster, that's super annoying.
It happens.
As I'm sure you can imagine. And so I think when it comes to this year and just sort of the future, I think there's just going to be a lot more legitimacy when it comes to the podcast space from a brand perspective, both on the content side, but also on the advertising side. And I think it's only going to get better because as the technology around measurement and attribution, and also dynamic ad insertion, and just like a more richer opportunity and offering for brands becomes available, the dollars are going to shift, we think, even more so into the podcasting space.
Yeah. So I've always noticed the one thing about podcasts is I remember when it first started, there was a series called Serial. I don't know if you remember that. Or not when it first started, but in the kind of early days of podcast popularity. And then it seemed to taper off.
Yep.
And then it kind of revved back up. And specifically with the current COVID environment, I've seen a spike of people launching podcasts, availability. The one thing I've always known about podcasts, and which I appreciate, is that it's passive consumption. It doesn't require your undivided attention. And I always felt like that was a real draw because we our time is so valuable. And so if you want me to listen to your content or you want me to consume your content, are you asking me that I need to sit down and watch a video and I can't do anything else? Are you asking me to read something and I can't do anything else? Podcasting has always been that thing. You could put it on and consume it and do whatever else you wanted to do.
Absolutely. Totally agree. And the craziest thing about what you just said is that there was a study put out by the BBC. BBC has a podcasting wing called Audio, and they released a report called Activated. So BBC Audio Activated, you can Google it. They came out with a report that said that podcast listeners actually absorb the marketing message more so compared to most other marketing mediums. And actually, when they're performing other tasks, like you just said, like, you know, doing other things, washing the dishes, going for a walk, walking the dog, you know, the treadmill, you're actually absorbing those marketing messages even more so. It's actually the sort of the science behind it is that it's a much more sort of fuel efficient way of absorbing information, and it sticks, which I think is cool because as a marketer and through my entire career, I was always told that so much clutter is going to be bad for the marketing message and you've got to find a way to break through, which was always the fun challenge for me and my agency and for my clients, because we had to find creative ways to break through. Mm-hmm. But actually what we're finding is that if you can just put out a fantastic podcast that's value packed and is something that listeners want to subscribe to and absorb more of, whether you have a marketing message in there or not, just the fact that the brand is tied to that also helps create this sort of halo effect. It's truly one of the best marketing mediums these days.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I've always thought that just watching the growth of podcasts and the success of, you know, some of the top podcasts, to me, it's still a very untapped medium in terms of the potential. I think people don't realize how much they can do. They think, okay, even if they've agreed, okay, let's launch a podcast, they don't seem to really grasp the scope of how impactful it can be for their brand. And in terms of value, it's just kind of like, well, let's just put some content out. There's no real strategy behind it.
And even like, if you look at the, you know, if you take like the top 20 sort of media networks these days, they're all doing podcasts.
Yeah.
They all have massive teams who have been in that space for a long time. And I'm talking not just the New York Times and the Washington Post. I'm also talking Netflix and HBO and Hulu. They all have podcast productions in the works as we speak. And I think when we look back at history, what started with the media, these big media networks, eventually filtered down into brands, whether they're small or big, also embracing those and becoming more broadcasters themselves and producing their own content on their own. And that's what we're starting to see now more of. And that's what our company is, you know, put on this planet to do.
That's awesome. So in terms of just overall marketing, you know, with the landscape changing of how we can create touch points, a lot of things have shifted to digital. What do you think marketing looks like in an 18 to 24 month cycle? What do you think will be the biggest changes or the biggest trends that are going to increase?
I think a lot of it has to do with dynamic ad insertion and the ability to, you know, much like when we look at dynamic ads, dynamic display ads today, whether it's, you know, through Facebook or Google, we're seeing the same thing in podcasts. And just to take a step back, when I say dynamic ad insertion, up until, you know, a couple of years ago, it was all what we would call baked in ads, because again, going back to the history of like sort of the history of podcasting, traditionally you would find the, you know, find the episode you wanted to listen to and it would download onto your phone.
Right.
And it would physically be on your phone, meaning whatever ad is in that episode is now what we would call baked in. It's now a part of that episode. You can't change it. Now with streaming, you know, with the legs of Spotify and Google podcasts, things like that, we're starting to see more examples of dynamic ad insertions where you're able to get very finite and target specific messages to specific listeners, but also you can break it down to the geography. And actually, you know, some things that we're starting to see more of that Jar Audio is playing with as well is actual like dynamic content insertion. So we can, you know, sort of put the advertising to the side for a second and use those opportunities, those sort of donuts in the ad to insert new content. And that content could be meant to update people on something that's a little bit more newsworthy and is sort of a quick hit on the latest update on XYZ topic. Or let's say, I mean, we were working with Canada's largest movie theater chain, and you can imagine they've got different showtimes in different cities. And unfortunately, this never came to fruition because the pandemic is not exactly friendly to the movie studios or movie theaters right now. But you can imagine listening to that podcast in Vancouver or Toronto and hearing specific information on theater releases in your local community.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's stuff like that that is really fun to be playing with. And I think also we're seeing more engagement opportunities. And this isn't necessarily advertising, but it's just part of the marketing opportunity with brands. Opportunities for engagement. Spotify is playing with a program right now where while you're listening, you could have a call to action from the host to look at your phone and they'll have a poll that you can take and they'll be able to serve up the results of the poll. And you can imagine where that can go with all sorts of fun ways of interacting with the show itself. So it's becoming a little bit more interactive if you want it to be, sort of thing. So there's all sorts of really fun ways of creating content. And the other cool thing about the industry is there's very little rules.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's not like you don't have ad standards telling you that you have to subscribe to these sort of rules about what you can say and how you can say it, or you don't have the buckets that you have to, or the boxes you have to live in amongst, you know, a 30-minute episode or 30-second ad. You can purchase a minute ad, or you can purchase all sorts of things, but also you can create all sorts of lengths and play around with what works and what doesn't. And that just opens up the opportunity for marketers to create a ton of evergreen content that can live on for a very long time as resources, or it could be something very timely that you just, you know, post for a little while. There's really nobody's policing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that's always been one of the biggest draws for me in terms of a marketer or public relations professional. I started almost 20 years ago as well. So long before social was at scale or anything like that.
Remember those days?
Right. Pitching the media and hoping to be picked up.
Yeah.
And if you were, you had to adhere by certain standards and, totally, you know, all these rules, and you could get dropped at the last minute. So that was always fun to tell a client.
Totally.
But when digital came along, that was one of the biggest benefits that I saw, is that you had the control as a brand or an agency that's working with a brand. You put your message together how you see fit, and you deliver it, and you test, and you tweak. No one is going to tell you you can't do a 1 minute, 1.5 minute. There were no rules, and there still aren't. And I think that's so incredible.
Totally. And you'll get that qualitative feedback from your audience.
Quick.
But also you'll get the quantitative feedback from the analytics and the consumption data that you're able to access, you know, from a podcasting perspective. You'll be able to tell who's listening, where they're listening. In some cases, age and sex. In some cases, the geography, where they are, what devices they're listening on. And on the consumption side, you're going to be able to see how long they're listening for. We always look at like where are people dropping off.
Where they're dropping off.
To us, that tells us we've either pissed them off or we bored them. and so it's not really. Sorry, that's my wife in the background.
That's all right.
Lunch. As we're all, you know, making do with the space we have.
That's it.
And so it's more like your constant sort of focus group is along your side versus, you know, I remember going, you know, I remember in my advertising days, you know, going to create a TV commercial and having to put it in front of a focus group. And, you know, that process could take weeks, if not months, by the time you got your creative out. And then you're, you know, by that point, you're even still kind of fingers crossed, hoping that it's going to work. So it's a lot more fun, but also comforting knowing that the data is helping guide your production as you go.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's coming up next for Dart Audio? What do you guys have coming down the pipeline?
Yeah, so we're just we're in the process of producing a bunch of great shows with brands. We're always looking for the newest and next brand to work with. We like to work with larger companies, bigger brands, sort of Fortune 500, Inc. 1000 sort of brands that are wanting to create great stories through audio and also have a certain level of creative bravery sort of baked within the company. So we just launched a show with RBC, which is Canada's largest bank. They're also in the United States, huge bank. It's called Disruptors. It's a fantastic show all about the rethinking the Canadian economy, but also rethinking the world economy as we all come out of COVID, something that's on everybody's mind. And then we also have a bunch of great shows that I unfortunately can't release yet because they're all in production. But we just love to be introduced to great brands that are looking to tell great stories, and we help them do so.
That's awesome. And where can people get in touch with you for more information?
Yeah, they can check out jaraudio.com. I should mention that we are also hosting a bi-weekly webinar. Our next webinar is on the 17th of December, and it's called Original Podcast for Brands 101. We're just come to the site and you'll see the latest date for our webinars. But we've also got a lot of great resources through our blog and through the site itself. We are learning as we go because the industry is literally always being changed. Built as we all fly it. So we love to turn around our learnings and provide them to the world so they can learn themselves. If anybody has any questions and wants to pick our brain, the best place to go is the website.
We've been speaking with Roger Nairn, co-founder and CEO of Jar Audio. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, Roger.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
If you enjoyed today's show, please share, subscribe, and leave a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening to the Digital Dive Media Podcast, and we'll see you in the next episode.